Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.
Hey, folks, this is Doug Briney, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
A daddy like George Jones, haggard and Buck Owens, mama like the Eagles and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Kid, I became a hybrid, super country, evangelic, rockabilly, psychedelic cowboy. There's a new branch on the family tree, and it all starts right here with me. It was the devil's tongue, he censored him on Sullivan. Now he's loved by everyone. There's an FM evolution, country music revolution, LP, CD, ripped from your MP3, boy. There's a new branch on the family tree.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to our fans, and we want to bring you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm your host, Michelle, and today I have a wonderful country singing star with me, Doug Briney. Welcome, Doug.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Doug, what I'd like to do for our listeners, since you're new to our show and our world, I'd love for the listeners to hear a little bit about your background. When did you start, kind of where your roots are? I read your bio, and I love some of your roots, but I would love to hear, you know, our listeners hear where you come from and when you started.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Well, I grew up in Southern California, and my first solo was in church when I was 2 years old. So I've been singing pretty much my whole life. I got involved in band in school and been around music my entire life. I was involved in band and youth choirs and went to college as a vocal major at Pacific Coast Baptist Bible College here in San Dimas, California, and had the opportunity while I was in college. I traveled with a quartet. We traveled all over the United States, and pretty much the western half of the United States, and had a great time doing that and still keep in contact with the guys that I was in the quartet with. So, you know, it was a lot of touring, but we had a great time doing it. I continued on singing in churches, leading music in churches, and working with youth for the next, like, 19 years. Went and started pastoring churches. Was pastoring churches, and even though I was pastoring, I was still leading all the music and doing that. And about 5-6 years ago, it's been 6-7 years ago now. Time flies. About 6-7 years ago, I entered a competition up in Anchorage, Alaska, which is where we spent the last 21 years, working in churches there and pastoring. About 6-7 years ago, I entered a competition with a local radio station called K-Bear, and they were doing a country idol competition, and it was a lot of fun and singing. So I started singing more just pure country. Now, qualify that whenever I say I led music in churches and everything all those years, but my roots have always been, what I listened to is always country. So even whenever I was leading hymns and praise music in churches, it was coming out country. I started singing just, you know, pure country then. About 2 years ago now, I put out the first CD, It's All Country, and it's done very well, and we're excited. And right now, we're getting ready for the release of the brand new project coming out, and the national release is going to be November 5th, and it's called Super Country Cowboy, and that kind of takes us to where we're at. And in the meantime, we just moved to Nashville, Tennessee. We just made the move from Anchorage, Alaska, after 21 years living there, almost 22, down to Nashville, Tennessee.
So how is that transition from Alaska to Nashville? Because you're going from Alaska cold, beautiful, to Nashville country southern. So how has that been for you and the family?
You know, we've really enjoyed the area. We've enjoyed the people and the culture and everything else. It's, you know, I pastored the Cowboy Church of Anchorage, and so, you know, the cowboy and the western mentality and kind of the southern mentality has been a part of our lives, you know, even though I was not brought up in the south. I tease people all the time. I was brought up in the south. I was brought up in Southern California, so, you know, not quite the south people think of there, but, you know,
I don't know,
it's
San Diego. San Diego, Georgia is a little different, but
just a tad different. And, you know, but that lifestyle, that, the manners, those types of things have been a big part of our lives. And so, you know, adjusting to the culture here has not been hard at all. Now, adjusting to the temperature changes and adjusting to the humidity, and that's a different story. I haven't stopped sweating since I got here, and it's just kicking my tail. You know, I told folks for years when they moved up to Alaska, get outside, enjoy at least an hour or two every single day, and it'll take you a year, but in a year, your body will adjust. And so I've been following my own advice. I've been working outside and doing things outside every single day. And, you know, I'm enjoying the weather this past weekend. It's actually cooled down quite a bit, and it's really nice.
Yeah, now I'm from Georgia, and I grew up in Georgia, and I don't know that I'm still used to humidity, but that's okay. I mean, you know, the humidity is what gets us down here. You know, and I you said something that really made me think about, you know, country. It's kind of like that old saying, you can take a girl out of the country, but you necessarily can't always take the country out of them. Country, and when you like country music, it's kind of across the board no matter where you live. Even if you're in Europe, country music is going to be country music to a certain extent. So that, you know, it is kind of universal. It's just some of the cultural things are different here in the South. But also, do you also find that, to me, I grew up here in the Baptist mm-hmm. Belt, and I find also mm-hmm. religion or gospel also ties in with country. I feel like they kind of mix in some ways. Do you also feel that? Obviously, I think you've taken the roots and combined them for your techniques.
You know, for me they do blend. I know for some people they don't.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's obviously, you know, the outlaw country, or, you know, the a lot of country, you know, the bar scene and this type of thing. And I sing in the bars, and that's not a problem and everything else, but that's not my, that is not my lifestyle. So I qualify my music whenever people ask me, you know, what genre do I sing, what I sing. I qualify it. I say, yes, I do sing country, but I sing positive country. So mm-hmm. I kind of qualify it that way. I don't necessarily sing gospel music in my bar concerts, but I do still sing a lot in churches, and of course the country definitely does blend there. And yes, there's a lot of cross pollination, and there is a lot of cross pollination there. But I'd be careful to say that all country artists, you know, come from that, or all,
right.
You know, I don't see that, but I do see that it is a big part of who I am. Yeah.
Right, right. And I think you said another thing kind of made me stop and think is in any music, and I can use any other genre of music, there's kind of artists who do a positive spin on that music, but they can also be the same style who can use foul language and sex or all that other stuff in their music, and either one can be just as successful, but there is a distinction more so in what you just said about being a positive or a conservative or whatever you want to call it in your
right.
singing versus, you know, there are other artists who, you're right, it doesn't bother them to use different languages and different scenarios in what they sing, which is their choice.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And that's, so I do. I sing positive country music. I try to, you know, I try to bring joy. I try to bring, a lot of happiness into the songs. I try to bring just a positive outlook mm. on life through the songs.
Yeah. Now, your mm-hmm. career really kind of took off, you would agree, the past couple of years, as far as making
absolutely.
Step in with the album and
yeah.
everything. What has been, what would you say has kind of been your stumbling block or something you had to really overcome in the industry or as becoming a new artist?
When do you want to start? I say that jokingly. I really do. You know, truthfully, for me, the biggest hurdle that I have had, I'm praying and hoping that has been solved by moving down here to a degree. Gigs in Alaska are so hard to get. And when they do, you know, it was nothing for me to drive 7-8 hours to go play one bar or one place and then drive 7-8 hours to get back. You know, if I drive 7-8 hours here, I can be in several states. I mean, it's just, you know, so.
Right.
And there's so many more venues here. There's so many more venues here. So that's the biggest thing that I really battled in Alaska. And it's still getting known,
mm-hmm.
having people know who I am is still a battle, but it's once I'm in, then those doors are opening up more and more. I just booked another show yesterday. We're booking another show tomorrow. We've been talking back and forth, and I think we'll have everything finalized tomorrow. And so it's a lot of things happening quicker because the number of venues that are here. So that would have
mm-hmm.
been the biggest battle, is just a limited number of venues to get. And for me to travel out of Alaska to go play a venue and then travel back to Alaska was either time prohibitive, but 90% of the time, 95% of it was just cost prohibitive. I mean,
mm-hmm.
by the time you pay round-trip airfare and for luggage and guitar and sound system and everything else, and you get down, you play something, you know, I was losing money as opposed to, you know, and I couldn't afford to do that.
Right.
So that
right.
that would have been the biggest thing. You know, the biggest thing that I've done right, the thing that I've done the
best thing that I've done is I had a number of friends who had put together CDs over the years, and 10 years later, they still have a garage full of those CDs. And I knew I didn't want to put all the money, the time, and the effort into putting a CD out and then have them stuck in my garage or in my house for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know business-wise of it. I didn't know how do you do that? How do you market that, and how do you do those types of things? And through the ICMA, the Independent Country Musicians Association, I was talking with the president of that, Alan Shepard, and asking him those things. And he says, you know, the best thing you can do is get someone who knows how to do publicity and promotions for you. And
mm-hmm.
So that's how I connected with Michael Stover through MTS Management. And he took me on, and that was the best thing that I did for my career in getting my music out there. I no longer have. I mean, I've got maybe 50, 60 CDs left out of 1,000 that I had printed. So we've done fairly well in a short amount of time. And you know, that was one thing that and he just knows how to do that. He's a fantastic manager. So, yeah.
And I think that's probably, again, in any industry, if you have a good manager or a good agent or someone who cares about your work but also cares about what they're doing and getting you out there, you're probably going to win-win.
That's right.
But, you know,
yeah.
So you've been blessed, and that's great with that.
Yeah.
I also,
and, you know, there's only so much that you can do by yourself. You know, you
yeah.
have to I consider myself a jack of all trades. I mean, I'm outside right now. I was just outside building some shelves. I've been welding. I mean, you know, whatever needs to be done, I just get it done. Drywalling, painting, flooring, electrical, plumbing, you know, all of it. So I consider myself a jack of all trades in pretty much all different areas. But comes a point whenever you have to say, you know, I don't have the expertise in this, and I could probably get this done. But having someone who really knows what they're doing
mm-hmm.
can do a much better job, and it becomes beneficial then to do that. So,
right.
I'm glad that I recognize that right away.
No, I'm glad it's helping. It sounds like it has definitely helped you make the turn at which direction mm-hmm. and where you're headed. I want to bring up a little bit different subject. I noticed that you're a proud father, and kudos to your son for serving. I believe he's currently in the Air Force.
He sure is. He's stationed at Andrews Air Force Base in D.C. there in Maryland.
Wonderful. So coming to Nashville put you a little closer to him.
It did, although we still haven't got to see him yet. But hopefully we'll get over to the East Coast there.
Right. So as you've played around with him now being in the military, and you've always respected and it sounds like had a heart for the veterans, do you have kind of some ideas or thoughts of where it sounded like you kind of are pulled towards a veterans charity? Kind of, can you share anything about where either your heart is with that or what you're going to be doing with that?
Oh, golly. You know, there's several different organizations that we've been talking with. My heart is just for anyone who's serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just my son who served. I come from an extremely long line of military families. If you go all the way back to the Revolutionary War, there's a statue in Massachusetts that's erected to Daniel Briney there that led men into battle, and they were losing. They were pulling out, and he went in four times to bring his men to safety, and he was shot on his last time out, and they erected a statue to him there. My uncles on my dad's side all served in World War II. My dad's been during the Korea War, and he had a great duty station in Korea. He got sent over to Bermuda, but he didn't have any say so in that. But he served during the Korea War. On my mom's side, my grandfather served in World War II out on a little place called Attu Island in Alaska, and it's the only place that was ever in the United States history that has ever been overtaken by enemy forces, and it was held for 2 years by the Japanese. And my grandfather was a supply clerk out there on Attu Island. And of course, my son now serving is a long line of military family. And I just have an absolute passion for the men and women who serve. I have a lot of friends who have served. A lot of our guys that are coming back, I guess my background within chaplaincy up in Alaska and doing critical incident stress debriefing and those type of things. I have an extensive background in that. And so a lot of our soldiers and military that are coming back with PS, post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
I have a real passion for getting these guys and gals and helping them through that. So that would probably be the area that I'm most drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
But man, anything I can do for our veterans and for our current military, I'm all over it.
Yeah, we have Amy and I in the Variety Radio online have some friends, some actors who have want to produce a movie called Thunder Road, and it's about veterans that are coming back currently and how they're struggling with like you said, PTSD, and how they're struggling with finding jobs. And so it's a movie about current veterans and what they're going through. And so they've been raising money trying to get that off the ground. And so, my father served, and I'm with you, a long line of veterans, no matter what they did. But I think currently, we need to help them as much as we can, or see what's going on and how we can. So as a country, that's what we need to give back to them. So
that's right. Yeah. And it's something we don't think about the price that these guys are paying right now in Afghanistan, and that they paid in Iraq, and we don't think about it because we're not there. And we only see snippets on the news. We only see this little bit and that. But about a month ago, I was up in Indiana, and I did a concert. And a good friend of mine traveled all the way down from Michigan to come hear me there. And he's an Iraq War veteran, and he was permanently disabled there in Iraq. And if you look at him, there is no physical scars that you can see.
Right.
Yeah, he's not missing any limbs. He's not, but his Humvee was hit by an IED, and he was in the turret at the time, and it caused massive brain damage to him and trauma to the brain, and so he still really struggles with PTSD, he still struggles with migraines. He still struggles with vertigo and loss of, his vision will go out and come back and these types of things. And it's just he's a young man that you wouldn't know it by looking at him, but has paid a tremendous sacrifice for us as a nation. You can agree with what was taking place there, or you can disagree. It doesn't matter. He did what was asked of him, and he did it honorably for a number of years. He was in the military for close to 19 years and served very honorably during that time, and just proud to know him.
That's amazing, and you're right. It's I'm proud to know any of them and love and respect them so much. So
yeah.
I was just glad to see that part of your bio, and also proud your son's serving. Project is fixing to be released and everything. How can our listeners and followers find out about you, what you have going on here in the South, what you have, interviews or concerts, and how to get to your music? Where would you like for them to go to find out about
you
that?
The best place to go is DougBriney.com, DougBriney.com, and we've got links for Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, all the different. We've got all the links there, but we also have the performances page, and you can see where I'm going to be performing around. There's also the store, and you can actually pre-order Super Country Cowboy right now. It is available to pre-order. And I'm excited about it. If you do the pre-order, I'll be making a phone call directly to whoever orders it if they want me to. If they don't want me to call them, I won't call them. But
super cool.
Yeah, if you want to include the phone number on the order, I'll place a phone call to you. You'll get the signed copies of the CD before anyone else gets them. The release is actually supposed to happen November 5th. And those should be available and should be sent out about towards the end of the second week of October. So get them a little bit early, and it's going to be a great, great album, and I'm really excited about it. But they can go directly to the webpage there. They can get the first album, It's All Country, is available there as well. You can download it from iTunes. The links, everything is right there.
I've enjoyed talking to you, Doug. It's been a great interview. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, Michelle, no, thank you. I really do appreciate the opportunity and get some new fans down in Georgia.
Absolutely.
And do that. I like it. And even if I am from Southern California, that southern part of me is still there.
We'll take you. That's okay. That's the way us country folks are.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11/2 to 11/8.